According to Google, Americans have been searching online for the phrase, quote, childhood obesity as a public health issue, end quote. Also, tobacco and alcohol as public health issues, and violence and bullying and infant mortality, even early school start times, each as a public health issue. That's a long list, and it raises the question, what does it mean to treat a problem as a public health issue? Three things. First, it means finding a health outcome that's important and measurable. It could be the number of babies born at low birth weight, the percentage of youth smoking, or the number of people who are enrolled in health coverage. Second, it means looking at all available data related to the critical health outcome with no preconceptions. Public health investigators pay special attention to disparities in the data between people from different racial and ethnic groups, communities, and income levels. Third, public health issues demand action, effective action. For stubborn problems, it's essential to recognize when long-time approaches have failed and innovative strategies are needed. For years, hospital staff educated parents of newborns about safe sleep, but still too many babies died in Baltimore unnecessarily. It wasn't until a creative public relations campaign used parents telling their own stories that the city began to see significant progress. Many public health efforts succeed by helping people to adopt healthy behaviors. Wearing seatbelts, not using tobacco products, and protecting yourself against sexually transmitted disease are just a few examples. A few years ago, I was asked to speak to clergy in Baltimore about violence. I said that a police officer sees violence as crime, and you all see violence as moral failure. Both are correct. From a public health perspective, violence is also a behavior that needs to change. The clergy then supported an innovative effort to hire ex-offenders to reach out to those most at risk in their neighborhoods. Treating problems as public health issues often saves lives. However, unlike when a firefighter rescues a family from a burning building, it's often difficult to know exactly whose lives are saved. A good day in public health is a quiet day, more time to spend on Google to find out what's next up as a public health issue. This is Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.